Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 651. What do we got on the Nerdist Community Corkboard?
I got one I'm real excited about. It's a guy named Buddy Peace, and he is half of a hip-hop group called War and Peace, but he's been doing a bunch of 8-bit remix albums, and he just did one called the Donkey Kong Variations that is a remix 8-bit of Mule Variations from Tom Waits.
That is a lot of layers there.
It gets real deep. He does a ton of 8-bit remixes and stuff, and he's on a record label I love called Strange Famous Records that's run by Sage Francis.
Is the other person in that group Wario?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Wario.
It's actually Waluigi pretending to be... I love the name Waluigi because it's the laziest Nintendo's ever been.
Waluigi.
But, all right, we're going home.
Yeah.
It's Friday afternoon.
I'm tired. I don't need to...
Mario Golf goes out now.
It's fine. You know, my wife isn't talking to me because I've been...
If anybody asks, we all agreed on this.
I just got an email from a guy named Stephen Kendall. I'm starting a new bad movie show in New York City, and I just want to let the nerds community know about the new, hopefully regular bad movie show I'm starting up. I'm going to show an audience a surprise bad movie, and everyone will have the chance to make fun of it as a group. It's been a labor of love. He's secured enough funding to put on 2 shows, and if he can sell those out, he can fund another 2. He's hoping this will be a self-sustaining communal event. The first show will take place at Anthology Film Archives on June 13th at 1:45 p.m. So there you go, Silver Screen Sarcasm, an event of group movie mockery.
I want to know if that show's on like a Thursday at 1:30 p.m.
I don't know. Just like, hey, my calendar brain isn't working.
You guys,
right now.
You guys all free? Let's take that lunch break off and do a bad movie show.
Yeah, I mean, we already got Waluigi, so yeah. we can go watch a movie this afternoon.
But at this point, it's vacation time.
KT?
Yeah, so you guys know the Nerdist School, right?
I'm familiar with such things.
Wait a minute, what?
There's a Nerdist School.
They named a school after you.
That's crazy.
Remember, it used to be USC, and now it's called the Nerdist School?
And now
new life goal!
Now it's just all improv and comedy. There's no
That's
actual...
That's
crazy. Huge campus.
Yeah, I went to UCLA, so I'll buy USC and turn it into a clown college.
The football team is now a comedy sports team.
God, if I had billions of dollars, I would... If I had Bill Gates' money, I would do shit like that.
That's why you're not allowed to have Bill Gates' money.
Don't you tell me. I will buy USC and I will turn it into a clown college.
Can you just imagine the Coliseum? We need a topic. Just with that referee echo, topic.
Just football players being like, okay, I also need an occupation.
I like the idea that they're all wearing like the Garth Brooks microphones.
Yes.
Like improv teams do.
Oh, I'm coming for you, Trojans. Katie?
Well, they are having their official grand opening on Saturday, March 28th. It's going to be 12 hours of free improv comedy, food trucks, and an after party. You can come learn about the classes, meet the teachers, meet some of the students, see what they're doing there. And it starts at noon and ends at midnight. And you can go to nerdist.com/school for more information.
Yes, please do that. Please come support the budding live comedy.
Buddy Matt Wilson has been a student there for a while now and is really getting a lot out of it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
He's rocking it.
That's much better than if you're like, he's not really that. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, he just got so excited and so sad in one swoop.
But Ptolemy's doing a great job over there.
Yeah, Ptolemy's doing great. The whole place looks great. It's in the annex right next door to Meltdown, and we hear them.
Do you guys know Ptolemy is on Looking, by the way, that HBO show?
No.
Blew my mind when
That's
I found that
awesome.
Out. It's amazing.
Good job, Ptolemy.
He's killing it.
This episode is Workaholics. It's Blake Anderson, Adam Devine, Anders Holm, Kyle Newacek, promoting Workaholics, which is Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Those guys are so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That was such a fun podcast.
Real good time.
Just like having them in a group, just like riffing.
They turn everything into the end of Caddyshack.
without the gopher dancing at the end.
You didn't see him? I gotta stop taking acid and come to work.
You really should stop acid working.
But you get so little done.
You should stop creating Waluigi on acid and then coming to
he
work.
He was hunting down the gopher.
And thank you, Workaholics. There's podcast number 651.
Katie, make the thing happen.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
How's it going?
Great, man.
How are you? Yeah, and he has a special guest with him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I think we're all going to be really, really pumped.
Who's the special guest?
It's Arnie
Holm.
What?
Yeah.
It's this little boy.
So it should be quite interesting.
So we're going to need a high chair.
Is he talking yet? Or is he still mute because he's really dumb?
We don't have a podcast high chair.
No, right?
Oh, did you have to get a special?
Do you ever rub it in that Mars is way smarter than Arnie?
I haven't seen Arnie in a while. I gotta see.
We'll see. Yeah.
You guys can take us up and hold it if you want to.
That might be fun.
What is this effect?
Oh, we like to run everything through a guitar pedal.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Put some wah on there.
Yeah, put a little wah on there.
That's a distortion pedal.
A distortion pedal. Yeah. It's just to make everyone sound grungy and dirtier. And then
it's cool. Different. Grassroots.
Yeah. Rare, rare, rare. Like, it's just going to sound like that. We're just going to blow out all the voices until...
Nobody else said anything.
grassroots.
I caught you saying grassroots, and I'm not going to let it slide.
Look at these grass rubes. What's wrong?
Grass rubes.
Did you fix it? Is that okay?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good.
Let us know. I'm a genius.
Are you guys not shooting right now?
No, we just finished.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam.
What happens now?
We edit. We're going to an edit session right after this.
Oh, we love
the
it.
The best.
Yeah.
The Bay. We love the Bay. San Francisco? No, our hole in Van Nuys.
Yep. I'm sure it's so fun to riff a lot on the show until you're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
And you get into the edit bay.
Man, we got to cut this down.
And you're like, oh, none of this makes sense anymore.
Right.
Because we didn't riff on story at all. Adam just talked about his dick the whole time.
Yeah.
Which,
has this interview started? Is this how organically we start things?
Mm-hmm.
I like
that. We sneak into
very
it.
Very sneaky.
And I think of it less as an interview and more of a conversation.
Oh, that's good.
We're just going to talk about ourselves and our feelings.
Mostly ourselves,
yeah. We'll talk about...
I'm doing great.
Good. We're all here to talk about... how do you think Adam's doing?
I think he's doing fine, from what I can see. Yeah. He looks good.
So Kyle says you're good.
Okay. Yeah. I just got over strep throat, so that was a big thing.
What? Where did you get strep throat?
Where did I catch that?
I don't know, but you've had it for years now.
Yeah, I constantly get... I get it like 6 times a year, so that's a fun thing that happens to me.
It's a sign, but he does not heed the warning.
Yeah.
Power
you need
through
to quit,
it.
Quit sinning. I think that's
so when did... What? Anders!
Yeah. The Durst effect.
Wait, where's Arnzilla?
Where's my brother?
Nice. Oh,
I locked in the car with the windows rolled up.
Yeah, perfect.
That's Kyle. Yeah. Kyle Clark.
Does anyone want anything? Are you guys good?
I'm fine.
What
you need?
Decaf coffee with some cream.
Dude. Like Coke Zeros or anything?
I could have done that. Any secondary, in case you can find that, like a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that works too.
Hey, could I get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, for sure.
Half coffee with cream.
Coffee.
Yeah, I'll do that.
How do you take it?
Cream.
Yeah.
Any which way but loose.
Cream.
Which way?
Dude, I just pulled a maneuver in the line at the gate.
A demand maneuver?
Just got out of my car, walked up, like 3 cars back, walked up and was like, you need to tell this person, because we're just sitting there and he's like having an argument with a person like in her car or whatever about drive on or what the fuck ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, here's my idea. Just have her pull up. And I'm like... Everyone's gonna be late. And people were like, as I walked back, people were like,
thank you.
Durs used to run a park. Nice. That'd be cool if you ran a parking lot.
And Arnie was like,
downtown.
My son learned so much.
That's not a bad idea, you guys.
It's money making.
What was the last idea? Well, first of all,
I need a Durs pun.
What was the last non entertainment related idea that you had where you're like, you know what? I think I could pull this off.
Well, we were talking apps.
Yeah, we were talking apps. Open Table.
What's the haps on the apps?
Yeah.
Talking about Open Table.
Yeah. We didn't have an original thought. We just had...
We're just talking about apps.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about Mopin Table, which is reservations for guys who just got dumped?
Yeah.
And that's just like one chair, like one table. Like just one
table.
Mopin Table.
Because there's always one seat open.
One seat open at every restaurant.
Just a
bar.
Seat at the bar at Outback.
Yeah.
Mopin.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I got this one on Mopin Table.
I've been there.
We know, Chad. Come sit down.
Yeah, you get dumped a lot, Chad. You get dumped a lot.
Jesus, Chad.
Burbank Outback is a place to cry, trust me.
Free blooming onions.
Yeah, it happens.
Very wise of you to eat off the mic, too, by the way, Adam. Uh-huh. People get very crusty about that.
Yeah,
we heard.
You, your story reminds me of my girlfriend got invited to a Grammy party last night. She was like, I don't want to go to a Grammy party. We're not music, you know.
Sure. Right.
And I was like, let's go. Come on. I just want to see. I just want to see what it's like. So,
so many cool hats, right?
So many hats.
Yes.
So much goodwill.
Yes.
And so, Talking Dead premiered again last night. So afterwards, she picked me up. Like, we got a car service. She picked me up. We're both super dressed up. We go to this after party at the Chateau and,
Marmot?
At the Chateau Marmot, yeah, which is basically a hotel for rodents who are addicted to various high-end drugs.
Yeah,
cool. And so
with cool hats,
with very cool hats,
with cool hats
and glasses.
So we're waiting in line, and then we get up there, and there's a bottleneck because the fire marshal, like so many people are there, the fire marshal is not letting anyone new in. But then, like, music people, of course, are just breezing in. It's like, oh, Dwight Yoakam gets in, and there's Sheryl Crow.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And after 20 minutes, we were like, let's just go to Swingers. And we left and went to a diner. So we got all dressed up and basically got driven to Swingers. But the thing that I knew, and which was totally fine, neither one of us cared. But the funny part is, I always assume that all entertainment business people were created equally.
No.
And they're not. Music business people are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see egos and stuff with TV and film people, but the amount of posturing and the amount of, well, I'm supposed to be on this, the amount of, well, you need to, like that entitlement is off the fucking charts.
Did you see anybody just kind of start singing their song?
No.
Just going right into it?
You don't know who I am.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Once and two princes here before you. Why are the spin doctors here?
You need to go ahead now.
Yeah, there was
a spin doctor writing. They're writing people's music still for sure.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people, a lot of individuals telling other people what they needed to do. Mm-hmm. You need to move. You need to do this. You need to let my friend in. It was a lot
much
of
like, Durs at much the gate. Like Durs at the gate,
You need to do... I should bounce.
You should.
I should just be a bouncer.
That would be so
every
sick.
Grammys, I will bounce.
Well, I feel like they get so... Like, they wear their fun hats, and they put on their, like, million-dollar weird sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like a costume, so they feel that they can be a bigger asshole than they normally would be.
Yeah, but it'd be like going to a circus with a bunch of mad clowns where like everyone's all made up but then inside they're
isn't a bad idea like a clown Royal Rumble that would that'd be so awesome.
I'd pay to see that.
Clowns fighting to death.
The ultimate fighting clowns, the UFC. The other UFC.
That's our other show.
That is good.
We're talking
that's really really good.
It's a clown college.
Doesn't that exist already?
The clown house.
Isn't it kind of called
ICP?
Yes. The Juggalos.
But dude,
class.
The Juggalos need another army.
We need to produce their show. We're talking about doing a show after At Midnight called At Midnight 30 when Adam Devine's house party isn't airing.
That's the hashtag.
Adam Devine's backyard house party. It was like all the shit that happens out. Backyard wrestling and near drownings.
This is good.
You're right. The Juggalos,
the Dark Carnival, man, they do it all.
But they need somebody to fight because they don't fight each other.
Why has no one made that a reality show yet? Like, why has no one followed Ice? The
I think no one wants to hang out with them that much.
They started filming. They were like, let's just go get Burger King.
Let's just go to Swingers. There's a lot of posturing.
That's what we did. So you guys are just finished now. You've just finished. And what is your, right before you start editing, is your year basically right, shoot, edit. Do you get any time off?
We get a couple months.
Yeah, we get a few months.
Like 4 or 5 months to do other things and then come back and write and then shoot and then edit and then 4 or 5 months.
It's nice. It's we did season 3. We did 20 episodes in a row.
Oh my God.
It was just...
We had a week off.
We had one week off. And it was just a nightmare. Like our we aged like we were presidents.
I know what you're talking about.
Our friends were like, oh my God, you look... much older than the last time I saw you.
That's true.
Terrible.
Our balls got hella long.
Yeah, that's real true.
That was the main thing.
That's weird. I don't know why the shooting of the show would drop your balls.
Well, because we got older, so the balls got longer.
Were you tugging on them more?
It's a bodily thing. The skin starts to thin out.
Plus,
balls,
sagging.
As heavy as they are.
It's very hot in Van Nuys. That helps. That helps sagging.
I do. I've been doing a bit in stand-up about how I went to a... I was at like a hot springs and there was a really old guy next to me in the locker room and I had always heard the myth of long balls but they're like shot like it looks unnatural.
Yeah.
Looks un, like
you're preaching to the converted, man.
I know. So workaholics ball aged you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Our balls are 68.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are 30. Yeah.
Now that's not good because
one more year, man.
What are you gonna do? And then it's 69.
69 balls.
Oh man. I was just going to say something really cool. Was this rated R, this show?
I think it's rated NC-17.
We're looking so old, our dick holes have crow's feet. I didn't
Bully.
Say it,
though. Wow.
But I didn't say it.
Man, we got to get a little sound bar board. Yeah. Damn it.
Is that happening?
Yeah. You just need a sound crow's feet?
My dick has laugh lines.
Yeah. That's cool. The dick is wise. You got the wisdom one.
Yeah. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I use dick eye cream. Yeah. To smooth out the
constantly lubricating just to like smooth out
to smooth it out.
It's cool. It took like 6 minutes for us to just dive in.
I'm surprised it took that long.
Guys, sorry I'm running late. Dick hole.
But if I were to use any cream on my wrinkly like dick, it would be eye cream. It seems like the most sensitive.
It seems like the most sensitive part.
Yeah. Guy cream.
I trust
See, this is a product cream. We can do that's real. Yep. Frick apps, you know.
Frick them.
Well, I don't appreciate your language.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm dialing it back now. I feel like I've crossed lines. We're making guy cream.
It's ironic that that the show Workaholics actually that you are all actually work. I mean, like you have to be actual workaholics to produce a show, to write, act in, star. Who directs the show?
It sucks.
You direct.
Yeah,
the show.
Most of it. Yeah.
God damn it. Why are you doing that to yourselves?
It's cool, man.
I know it's cool, but
he's an abominable dude, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't mess with him.
Yeah, it's rad. And now we got a lot of guests that come in. My brother's doing some now. Durs has done one. Durs done two. Adam's done one. Mm-hmm. So we're passing the buck now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Turns out directing's pretty easy. So yeah. I lost a lot of respect for Kyle after that tonight.
Yeah. All my tricks.
Shoot that over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Here you go,
yeah.
Comedy Central.
That's easy.
It's pretty much the lighting guy. That's the guy.
Yeah. He's doing all the real work.
He's doing the heavy
lifting. That guy.
Yeah. Once again.
Yeah.
Does it feel like work yet, or is it still... I mean, it's pretty... To just get a group of dudes together to essentially... I mean, I know it's a lot of structured... There's a lot of chore involved, but I mean, it's kind of a dream job, I would imagine, just fucking around and then turning in a thing and being like, hey, we get paid to do this.
You would think.
Oh, wait. Okay.
No, it's
we hate it.
Wait. I would say that just the hours are the main culprit for any kind of anguish.
Yeah.
Like to do what we do for 6 hours a day or 8 hours a day together would probably be like.
The ultimate
dream.
Very refreshing.
But when you go into like 12-hour days or like 13 or 15, some like once in a blue moon, it's like, oh man, I'm tired, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're tired.
Yeah. We are all collectively tired. And we're responsible.
And I know
some of that guy cream.
Here's some guy cream, Adam.
Tighten up your dick. Tighten up your dick face.
Tighten it up.
Tighten up your nuts, dude. Tighten up your nuts.
Tighten your dick up and get out there.
Well, I just think I think non-performers are like, oh well, what's you gotta show up and then just say a bunch of stuff, and it's like, yeah, but it's not, I mean, we understand that it's not shit building, but the idea that you know when your brain is engaged to like be funny. Where's the joke? Like where you're just super on for like 12 hours a day. It by the end of the day you're drooling and your eyes are burning and it's on and then off and then on and then off and then on
like the going back and forth, and especially for us where it's like, hey, actually this scene's not going to work now
because
we couldn't get that location, so we got to rewrite something in the scene. And does that work? Does it make sense? But is it also funny? It's like.
It's a little puzzling.
Because there's a lot, because we're producing like 4 or 5 episodes at a time, basically.
Jeez.
You know, while the rest are being written and thought
we're
of.
Trying to.
So it's like, it's a lot of like episode on episode on episode. This one still has problems. Let's all come together and solve this in between takes.
It took my father coming to set like that first season and actually seeing like how much work it took to like finally give me props on like working hard, because he's like, what are you talking, you put on makeup and go to work. I'm like, no, I go to work then they put on makeup. I don't put on my own makeup.
there's people
that put on makeup for me and then go get me a coffee.
Dad
I work hard.
What does your dad do?
He is a conductor for the railroad.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really argue that one. Yeah. That's a pretty cool man job.
It's a cool man job, but I've seen what he does.
It's not that
he
hard,
he sits on a train and pushes go. Yeah. Yeah. So for him to come at me like I'm not working.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but he's got you with the makeup. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's it.
He's like, but
you're trying to tell him on that train he's not one time putting on some makeup on the train. Nobody else is looking.
Dennis, no Dennis concealer, if anything.
Yeah. So do you. It's coal grease. Is that how the trains still work?
Yeah, I think
is he still shoveling coal in there? Yeah. Right?
So his lats are just enormous from all the coal shoveling he has to do.
Your dad's just on an old train.
My dad, it used to be worse than it is now, but his, I think it was his right arm, his forearm used to be huge, the one.
So better.
Because he used to hang off the side of the, because you would like, kind of, the train would be going, you got to like run up next to it and grab on and then hang on for a few miles before it will stop and you can get back in.
Yeah.
And so his right forearm was just gigantic.
I love that.
Just from holding on to just trains?
Just from holding his body weight on the train.
Now I feel like that's some late night gimmicky, you know, this is how conductors get such amazingly defined arms. Yeah. And so it'd basically be some sort of a system where you just have to grab onto something.
Yeah, yeah.
Power bar. Totally.
Yeah. Ride the rail.
Ride the rail.
Do you want rock hard abs like train conductors?
Yeah, yeah.
Ride the rail.
For 90 days.
For 90 days, hold on to this pole without setting it down.
And you get the conductor hat as if you act now.
When I tighter do it for 30 minutes, it goes choo choo.
The tighter caboose. Now that's not really offered in the program.
Yeah. It's like buy now.
That's
you get the caboose.
The 10-minute DVD. Yeah. Tighten the caboose.
Get back on the track.
But
caboose
workout.
Flex and ride the rail.
My girlfriend turned me on to the fact that you can rent a train car. Like,
really?
Like the way that you would charter a plane, you can rent. There are websites where you can go and just rent like a luxury train car.
Really?
Yeah. And,
that's cool.
And take a bunch of your friends and just go.
And have you done it?
I haven't done it. We're going to do
this
it.
Sounds,
for sure.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's just tacked onto the end of the plebes. And then you get your own like snazzy train car, and you can like take 8 or 10 people with you.
Just Snowpiercer party.
Snowpiercer.
I love that.
No arms or legs allowed.
I love that movie, but I did have some. I mean, Tilda Swinton was fucking amazing.
She's
in that movie.
She was. Yeah. Cool.
I
I looked her up.
Lot.
I was like, who's this lady?
Oh, Tilda Swinton.
And then I put a gun
in
my mouth.
I like her a lot.
She's a legendary.
She's the
best.
She's dope.
Also has a great Twitter account. She's weird and
Does
funny.
She?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? Yes. I think her Twitter account is not Tilda Swinton. Is that right, Kyle Clark?
Right.
I think so.
It's Chrissy Teigen at Chrissy Teigen.
It's not Chrissy Teigen.
Dude, if she follows me, I'll follow her back. Cool.
That was although that would be the kind of thing I think Tilda Swinton would do, would be tweet as Chrissy Teigen. I think. But the end of the movie, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, then that's your fault because the movie's been out for quite a while.
Yeah, I'll
take
that.
It just sort of feels like, oh, so no one's going to survive.
Yeah.
Well, but that life, man.
I mean, and I kind of saw the like changing of the guard about to I'm like, so he's going to be the guy. There's going to be some reason that he's the guy. Like, you made it here, so now you're in charge. And he'll take it because he's, a man. But the reveal was just like, whoa, but does that matter? Does that apply
necessary?
To the plot at all?
Still fun. Still a fun romp.
Yeah.
In
Love
a dystopian romps. Future weather catastrophe train.
I like my Chris Evans with an A on his forehead, though. That's just me.
I wonder if Chris Evans enjoys the Chris Evans with the A on his forehead. I feel like we were talking to someone else about this where, guys like Chris Pratt now and Chris Evans, they have these amazing, they get to do these amazing things. But what they have to do to maintain that, like to be ripped 100% of the time, I would imagine it would be kind of like being in a very wealthy prison,
right?
There you go.
It's like millionaire's
your body's not your own.
It's prison. There's a lot of luxury, but you still.
Channing Tatum does it right though.
They need
because you see pictures of him in like Us Weekly or People where he's like at the beach. When he's not filming like a male stripper movie and he's just kind of like let it go a little bit and you're like, oh, cool. He's like us.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but I got a movie coming out that I got to strip in. And then he takes like 8 weeks and just probably doesn't eat and works out
Evans just needs to hit up Brubaker and say, write a fat Captain America comic.
Yeah. Right, that's it, yeah. Yeah.
That's a great storyline right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's all fat.
Could Captain America, I mean, could Steve Rogers get fat and still, because if he loses the ability to be super ripped all the time, mm-hmm. does that mean that he's kind of lost the super soldier thing? I mean, could that... Would that affect anything
genetically,
else?
Genetically, can he get fat?
Can he actually get fat?
He would just
fat?
Be pretty strong. Well, no, because he's always working out, like hitting the speed bag or running mm-hmm. laps, so he has to maintain.
Right, he does exercise a lot.
Based on the movies. But
sure.
If he just got fat, he'd probably just be like as strong as like Dolph Lundgren or...
Right.
He just wouldn't be as quick.
Strong as Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, it was like, as strong as a strong. Super strong guy.
Very strong, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Now, we don't know if Dolph Lundgren is super strong. We know that in...
We do.
What?
We had him on the show this season.
And he was super strong?
We all are strong.
Yeah.
Extremely.
He still got it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Between takes, I was looking for him, and I walk in this room, and he has his leg up, like, as high, like higher than his waist, which no man at his age should be doing, and he's just, like, stretching. Mm. So, like, fitness and, like... Keeping your body in shape is just part of his way of life.
He has like a fitness book that he just came out with.
Train Like an Action Hero.
Yeah.
By Dolph Lundgren. Get it.
Get it up.
Get it.
Yeah, get it now. It's available.
Amazon Prime.
You're going to try it? You're going to try the Dolph Lundgren program?
Oh, no.
No.
Quick read, though. Quick read.
Yeah. Cool pictures.
Great. Wonderful pictures.
Great pictures.
It was great pictures.
Fast.
Really cool picture.
Picture from Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did when I looked through it, man. I'm like, all right,
remember him from Rocky?
Ivan Drago.
You look at him like in super shape, and then you're like, I'm somehow getting in better shape looking at the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if that's how fitness works.
I don't know. Try it out.
I don't know if you imprint on it like a Twilight vampire.
Yeah.
I think you.
You stick to what you do.
Okay.
All right. And you'll see who's laughing later.
Oh, no, it's working.
Yeah. Yeah. I got something.
My titties are hanging a little low. Yeah.
Droopy dogs.
We was at Sketchfest this weekend, and Doug Benson did the movie interruption at the Castro Theater, which is an amazing experience because it's like a 1,200 seat theater or whatever, and mm-hmm. beautiful on a massive screen. And we interrupted Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1. And I hadn't really, we did a Twilight movie last year, and that one was also fairly insipid. And I'm not trying to be a shit on pop culture thing just for the sake of it, kind of a hipster, but it really is one of the, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's real, like, even for tweens, how would they? There were so many parts of that movie where I was like, this was the best take? Like, really...
It's not very good, you're saying.
Well, but it could have been. Like, it could have been.
What are you trying to say here? Themselves a little bit more? It's just the craftsmanship was down? What are you saying?
I know the look of the movie kind of bugged me.
I've seen one.
Well, not that much really happens. Like, the two that I've seen, basically, is...
Spoiler. For everyone who hasn't seen it,
he's a vampire. Come on! But it's she's sort of broody, but then the vampire character, the Edward character, is just constantly has a fucking problem.
Like
Edward
Snowden.
He's like Edward Snowden. Yes,
it's not the same.
It is the same guy. Yeah,
okay, good.
He never does not have some sort of a problem. He's upset about everything.
He just complains.
Yeah, like they get together and then he's like, but I'm a monster. You know, it's.
Well, if you've been alive for 1,000 years.
But I do. Like, I wish you cared. Okay, I care now. Quit smothering me.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. Here's a sandwich. I hate sandwiches.
Too much carbs.
Not human anymore. This is kind of racist. Can't eat these.
I don't eat like that. I eat different. I eat blood.
Suck
on
my blood.
Me, then.
Ugh, your blood's gross.
Then you'd be dead. Your blood
She's
is actually
great,
gross.
I like her. She's cool. She throws some looks.
I saw her at the airport, and I'm like, who is this moody child? I'm in when you fly first class, there's that lounge you can go to, and you can get free drinks and stuff.
No. Go ahead.
I'm rich! She's there, and I didn't know who Isaac, our manager, had to tell me who it was, because I'm like...
First time
like,
for that.
That girl is so sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I just said it without any...
Without knowing.
Yeah. Her. And without knowing who she was, and he's like, you know who that is, right? I'm like, she is the saddest person. Like, she's just she's not on camera.
She's just pouting.
That's what I'm saying.
She's just pouting.
She's just like, throwing looks. Despair. Like, who's going to fill that hole of despair?
Of despair.
Of despair. I don't know, but good for them.
You know, I actually like her. I think she was fine in the movie. The rest of it was just...
I want to know, can she do anything besides, like a woe is me, everything sucks?
I don't know, but I know she just got nominated for a French Oscar.
Ooh.
She can take have French Oscars?
Yeah, French Oscars.
Oh, very cool.
That's cool.
Well, because Oscar's a French name, right?
Yeah.
Oscar.
So,
Patton Oscars. Yeah.
Patton Oscars. Breadsticks, yeah. French breadsticks, yes.
But I don't know... I mean, I just feel like there's no excuse to make a crappy thing. Like, technologically, we can make stuff look cool.
Yeah.
Like, I always look at, like, District 9...
Yeah.
Did not cost a lot of money compared to like what the output was.
Mm-hmm.
So for like $100 million movie to not be able to, it's like there's no excuse.
Yeah, yes. What happens? Like in
was the first one super expensive though?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
It's like when you see like those fan made like trailers of like Mortal Kombat, and you're like, that was fucking cool looking. Yeah. What happened
get
to the other
guy.
Mortal Kombat?
Right, right.
It's like, what did we do? Yeah. These kids are tearing it up.
Is there a lot of Workaholics fan fiction out there?
I haven't really seen too much.
There must be.
It'd be cool
it's
if there was a
It's just people
porno.
Like drinking. They're like, we're doing what they do.
Dude, right? They would totally do a Workaholics porno.
I know. Yes, we've been talking about it for years. So we are willing to give up our offices in Van Nuys.
Yeah. You can shoot it there.
Yep, we'll cameo.
We'll executive produce. We'll cameo.
My friend
April O'Neil is involved in some of those. Like, yeah. She's in some of the... She was in the Doctor Who one.
Yeah.
And
her porno name's great.
Her porno name's great.
I haven't heard this before. I was a little bit tripped out. So April O'Neil is a porn star?
Yes.
Oh,
very
come
good.
On.
Come on, man.
Grow up, Kyle.
I'm getting married. I'm getting married.
Hit the
man.
Hub.
I don't
Jesus.
Yuck.
So you're my least favorite watching a lot
hey,
more.
Back in a second.
Why don't you go slide down the tube for a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
The red tube?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a hub guy. I've always been a porn hub
guy. I'm a hub guy.
Yeah, come on now.
I'm a hub guy.
I've always been porn hub. Yeah. It's the best.
I was a burning camel guy until it burnt me.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
The camel just kept burning me, man. I kept getting this weird FBI send money here to 7-Eleven. It just was bad.
You're supposed to send the money, I think. That's what
I think. Then I did, and it burnt me harder.
It was cool that you came in and were like, oh, yeah, I can't use my computer. I've got this weird virus from burning camel. I'm like, right on. 6 hours later, I got home and went to Burning Camel and got the exact same virus.
I tried to warn you. I tried to warn you guys.
I'm like, I'm not going to catch it.
I tried to warn you guys.
Actually, I have what may be a crazy idea,
mm-hmm.
but I think a pretty clever cross-branding opportunity for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're in.
Listening.
So normally,
listening.
You know, these porn parodies they do, this is not 30 Rock, or this ain't Star Trek, or Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
What if it's
Avatar.
This is absolutely Workaholics?
Yes.
And basically, you do double duty, so you write an episode about someone who comes to shoot a porn in your office, and the dudes dress up as you, so you actually get a Workaholics episode out of it, mm-hmm. and then they are actually shooting their parody version,
okay.
so that people can actually see. You basically get two perspectives on the same...
Right,
on the same...
like Flags of Our Fathers and Letters to Iwo Jima.
Exactly.
This is a Clint Eastwood.
I mean, I would say exactly like that. Yeah, 100%. I don't think any veterans would be offended to make that comparison. So I think I think that could be a pretty crazy idea. Yeah, like the porn company comes in, they're like, hey, well, they're renting out the, like, you guys concoct this scheme where like you're going to make extra money by renting out the office on a weekend or something.
What's cool is Comedy Central would have to advertise it and go here to watch the actual porno. Go to our app to see the porn.
Yeah. Kyle Kinane would have to
Kyle Kinane would love to let people know.
I know.
Kyle would probably add comment to it. I've seen it, and I got to say, it's pretty right on.
I think checks out. Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
There's so many cool possibilities, though. Like a cool cockolding one where, like, Adam's character has to sit and watch Alice get banged by Montez.
I'm telling you, there is not, it's not just an episode. It's a season.
Yeah.
It's a porno season.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Yeah.
It's a porno season. Porno season is also, like, that's the poster.
It's porno season.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're holding giant cock guns.
Yeah.
Why,
hashtag
why
W
et
porno season. It's like hunting season.
Yeah, rabbit season, duck season.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm from the Midwest. It's where my brain goes, man. USA.
USA. From the heartland of America.
That was Coors my soundboard.
Boy.
What part? Where are you from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
I keep wanting to do. I don't. Should I? No. If I go do stand up, should I do Omaha or Lincoln?
Do
Omaha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a good comedy scene there?
You just lost Lincoln.
Yeah.
It's a trick question.
Just lost Lincoln.
Lost Lincoln.
Stakes were high on that one. There's a. I mean, you'll get. Omaha's like a big city. There's like a million people there. So you'll get the college kids from Lincoln if that want to see, because it's only like 40 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll also get regular folks who want to see you.
Yeah, and if you do it like while the U.S. Olympic trials are there for swimming, like you'll get all like the swim fans and stuff.
Dang.
So like very cool.
I've always back to the swimming.
Like Omaha's known for U.S. Olympic trials for swimming, basically.
I don't know if it's known.
And the Little League. And Little League baseball, right?
My whole life. I didn't know it was there.
It wasn't there.
You know how you can live in a town and not know everything that it has because you take it for granted?
No. The zoo is great. Go check out the zoo. The zoo's really wonderful. Henry Doiley Zoo. Really, it's great.
It's a good zoo?
It's huge. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it battles for number one zoo in the country.
How do they battle that? Do they have their animals
fight? Tonight on Zoo Battle. Zoo Battle.
Well, they always like, since it's like such a big thing in Omaha, they'll always like get like one new exhibit a year where they're like, we've got an albino alligator. Yeah. Fuck you, San Diego.
Just freezing. And then San Diego's like, we got California, so fuck you, Omaha.
California.
Dude, that was a hardcore. Yeah, that was sick.
Hey, man, crocodile it down.
There we go.
I love it.
man.
The Nerdist Zoo Crew.
We sent Adam Devine all the way out to a porn shoot. But what we didn't tell was it was a porn shoot of gorilla porn. And Tim Allen. Tim Allen fucks a gorilla.
Dude, I saw the most legit last man standing the other night. Jill Taylor was on it. It was a great episode.
Oh, they got them back together.
They got them back together. I watch Last Man Standing. It's one of like the three shows I watch on television.
Blake loves Last Man Standing.
Tim Allen, I love him as a father on television.
I've not seen Last Man Standing.
Me neither. Cool. It's really good.
I don't think anyone under 39 and a half has.
I'm telling you. That episode's worth a watch because Jill and Tim are back.
Well, didn't they bring back Al on an episode too?
Yes,
you sat me down to watch that one.
And they brought back JTT.
Yeah,
they're not scraping the barrel for like material or
No, it's just slowly becoming Home Improvement.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a mandate from the network. Yeah. Okay, just
and before
what if you
notices,
work on cars instead of working this bait and
before any, before anyone notices, it's just Home Improvement again. Yeah. But no one cares because it's Home Improvement. Yeah.
JTT's holding out.
That would be
Zachary
so cool.
Ty Bryant.
I think it's more
100% in.
Surprisingly, I think it's the other way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you think JTT's not in?
No, JTT is in. Zachary's holding out big time.
Oh, he's like, because why?
Because he has like a life problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I want him in.
He just doesn't
want
to work in the biz.
Yeah, what is Zachary Ty doing nowadays? What is he doing?
We should get off
the show. Does he even
stack
and all that?
What are we doing?
All that cash from that Sinbad movie he did.
Oh, yeah.
First Son or whatever, wasn't it?
He was in First Son? That's you, Blake.
I got to pull his resume. I don't recall.
You should pull his resume before doing any sit-down chat.
You're right.
The microphones, because you know it's a possibility.
It's going to come up.
Coming up.
For real, though.
Do my homework. My bad. Sorry.
By the way, I do love the show combination from your earlier riff about zoo battles followed by clown wars.
It's a solid
that would
hour.
Be a fucking amazing. There's got to be one of the many Discovery Channels would have a place for that.
It's ready.
That's 2 hours, I would say. That's a 2 hour long show.
There you go.
For sure. With the right music and like and stings and like
tonight on Discovery Juggalo.
They have a Juggalo.
Yeah.
It's all out war as the show's combined tonight.
It's just Bear Grylls at the Carnival of the Souls, just trying to survive.
Yeah, surviving it. That's cool. Naked and Afraid.
Is that show still on? Do they still do the Naked and Afraid like after hours talk?
So. Is that still on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do our homework. That's always going to come up.
Yeah, let's do our homework before we come on these shows, guys.
Yeah, so Zachary Cody Bryant and then Naked and Afraid.
Zachary Ty Bryant.
Ty Bryant.
Sorry, you're
Mark.
Sorry.
I can't.
I had to fudge it so it didn't seem like I knew it.
Yeah, I like that name, though, yeah.
Good call.
I mean, Zachary Cody Bryant? That's a hard
one. There's a person out
Zachary
there with that
Kobe
name.
Kobe Bryant.
Zachary Cody Bryant is a shitty kid that you'd see at the Grove. Like,
yeah.
He's like a 10-year-old in a bomber jacket. Yeah. Like,
he's really into kickboxing.
Yelling.
And every time he approaches you, he says, well, well, well. Oh, no.
Look who it is.
Zachary Cody Bryant.
Bullshit Blake.
He calls you Bullshit Blake.
If it isn't Bullshit Blake.
Hey, asshole Adam. All right.
Oh, and dumbass.
I wish I didn't have to call you three names.
Where are you headed? Oh, let me guess. The Cheesecake Factory.
You
come on.
Fat ass. All right. Not all of us are kickboxers.
Don't you have a mom? Why are you here?
Yeah, what's up with you, Zachary Cody Bryant?
He's just, you know, he's just this spectral manifestation of like all everything that the Grove represents. Yeah. He's like the river of slime under New York City in Ghostbusters 2.
Well, and when I envision this guy, he's just Cody from Step by Step, allegedly. Like, beat his wife a bunch?
No, he did.
I don't think it was alleged.
No, it's actually quite the opposite. Like, he was on the right side of the law. I, like, read up on it. He was, like, defending their, like, child. She was a nut job.
Oh, really?
He's the man.
Ben-in-in-er.
Yeah, because I had it in my head he was a bad dude.
This is good.
I'm telling you, I think he was on the right side of the law.
Okay, so
then
allegedly.
Why, where's his Lifetime movie about that that stars him?
And I'm working on it.
Okay.
That's his Gone Girl.
Yeah. And Epic Clown Wars, stick around for Celebrity Fact Check.
That's awesome.
I imagine Cody from Step by Step, but with Zachary Ty Bryant's face.
Yes.
And he's just in a backyard next to a conversion van practicing his kickboxing.
That was cool. He lived in a van in the backyard.
I know.
That was awesome.
What a hero.
Man, he was
Patrick
good.
Duffy. Yeah.
Tone Day as Saul.
Starring a rich tradition of Nick from Family Ties of the kind of fuck up greaser boyfriend who
turns out
got pretty good heart.
Yeah. It's not as bad as you look. Don't judge him.
Hey, man,
you know, he stood up for my little brother.
I want to tell
day.
You something. When you first came into this house, I didn't want you dating our daughter, but
that's exactly
now
it.
That I've
with
seen
your
you.
Pierced ears and feathers.
There was that guy in Roseanne.
Splitting
too.
My daughter in half with your incredibly wide penis. I was a little jealous, but now
I mean,
can
this
see
is
it
a workaholics
heart.
Episode. Yeah. You start living in our backyard, and one of our sisters comes to visit.
Yeah,
and you guys really hit it off.
You'd have to have a big heart to pump all the blood in that incredibly thick penis.
Yeah, that's right.
Huge. We find out that you just have a huge third leg.
It's massive.
Yeah. You have an otter's tail. Yeah.
Ever since I tried to cut it off,
yeah,
it's grown back and doubled.
My God, he's got Frankenstein's dick.
An otter's tail would not be very impressive.
Like, you just said incredibly wide. It's just wide.
It's not circular.
It's like a hammerhead dick.
Oh, but then
it's
you
like
can
a
work
a
two
paddle.
Sides.
Yeah.
You can spank the butt cheek and then you fold it up so it's hollow from the inside.
Yeah, man, spank the monkey.
You guys, you need to.
So you fold it up like
yeah,
like
exactly.
A tongue, like
yes.
You fold it up like a.
Like a.
Oh, it rolls up like a fruit by
cannoli.
The
floor. It's like a cannoli, you buff fungal. We like to get it. Oh, maybe it's just me, but I like to talk in Italian accents really badly.
Yeah. Technically not Italian, but that's all
right. What's not Italian?
It's more really New York than Italian.
I mean,
he's a New York Italian, but
hey,
I wouldn't
last
say
time
Italian.
I checked, they run the city, baby.
Hey, I'm from Italy over here.
Oh,
hey,
come
on.
Watch Ninja Turtles once in a while.
Oh, you Sicily, my balls.
How do I do that?
I don't know.
Figure it out, smart
it's
guy.
Below the boot? You're going to stand on my balls with a boot? I just want to understand the logic so I can respond appropriately.
The logical New York Italian guy.
What the? Yeah, it's still okay. It's still okay to make fun of that accent.
Yeah,
no one gets
is.
Upset.
Like,
no,
I'm kind of just really embracing silly. It and putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're people too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anders.
Yeah, it's not even a stereotype what I'm doing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to express myself. Yeah. But like, you know, talk about different walks of life.
Hell yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is there ever going to be a Workaholics movie? Are you going to do a big screen adaptation?
Yeah.
Of Workaholic, or is that like years after the series when you guys get back together?
We want to do a few more seasons and then stop for like 15 years and come back, either do the movie or pick up the TV series right where we left it.
Yeah.
But now we're old and fat and bald.
But not explain it?
Not explain it.
Yeah.
Just that to us is the funniest thing. The world won't think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. No.
But that's, we really like it.
We'll be jumping.
It's going to come out of our pockets.
We actually got to do...
It'll be a Kickstarter.
For our commercials this season, or what would we call it? Our
ad. Oh, the promos. Yeah, the promotional materials.
Fifth season.
We went out to, Palmdale and got to, blow a bunch of stuff up, and it felt very action movie, and it felt very, very natural to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'd be into making a movie.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Were you surprised at all by the immediate success of the show?
Was it immediate?
I feel like it was.
It was pretty fast.
Yeah. I think it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. People like it?
We really liked it. Yeah. Like, out the gate, we weren't ashamed of it. You know, sometimes people are like other actor friends are like, they're on a show and you're like, what do you think? Are you pumped on it? And they're like, we'll see.
You know, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, it might not be for everyone, but I like it.
Oh, God, I've been in that position so many times. Yeah.
But we have the best show on television, so we didn't have to worry about it. Yeah, these are not my words.
We were really excited to have it come out, and so we were really pumped when actually people seemed to connect with it and like it.
And actually, the first time we ever showed an episode was at South By in a room at a Vice party, and it got shit on pretty hard.
Oh, really?
So we were out the gate a little worried.
Well, no, it wasn't like a viewing. Right. It was just on a screen during
a hollow
party.
Room echoing. People were
but
all
at Vice?
Drunk.
Now that's dangerous. Yeah. Now they're going to we sent someone deep undercover to see what it was like to
and
shoot work on.
It was like a super cool party with a ton of cool hats.
Yeah.
Cool hats and glasses.
And Tyler, the Creator, was about, he was waiting for our show to get done so he could perform.
Yeah.
Everyone was waiting for our show so he could perform.
Yeah.
And so people were and then we're walking through the crowd and they're like, there's a fucking idiot from that bullshit show. And you're like, no.
We're humans. We worked hard on this.
We worked so hard. God.
That sucked. That was so bad.
But then we went to the, was it South Beach Comedy Festival? Comedy Central does. And then we showed it to 200 or 300 University of Miami students, and they totally dug it.
Good.
And then freaked out and were asking for our photos. And we're like, oh my God, people might actually like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so never show this at a Vice party again.
If any future screening, if your hat is too cool or if you're wearing a leather vest, we're going to ask you to leave.
Do they, and at this point, does Comedy Central pretty cool about you guys know what you're doing, just do it and
for the most
hand
part,
it over?
Yeah,
yeah, they're like that with us too.
They come out to the table reads and they give us some thoughts, but for the most part, it's us policing ourselves.
You do, it's very rare to get that kind of freedom on the rest of television. There's a handful of channels that I think, that maybe give... I mean, I know the most famous is Louis C.K. just said, I'm going to make whatever I want and go fuck yourself, FX. Yeah. And they were
the
Louis okay.
Yeah.
But
the Louis deal.
Yeah. Everybody wants the Louis deal.
Yeah. And by the way, we have to stop comparing Louis to everyone. It's we know that Louis sold his special online and pay what you want. And we know that he gets it to... But that works for Louis.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He's been around for forever.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been doing
vampire.
His first time.
Yeah. He's a vampire.
He's a Highlander.
Vampire. You can see, if you look at old Civil War photos, you see him in the background fighting for both sides. He's very conflicted.
Wild.
Yeah.
Crazy guy.
There's old war footage that's very similar to the opening of his show of just him walking through Shiloh, like a battlefield.
It's him as a drummer boy.
Stepping a canyon. Brum, brum, brum. Just.
A lot of people believe he is Davy Crockett, actually.
He just walks into a hole in the ground that says Comedy Cellar.
But it's a joke because nothing in there. Comedy wasn't invented yet.
Yeah. Right, he's going to the center of the earth, though, where he lives.
Walks down to live with the mole people. That's what he
goes. Comedy's only 25 years old.
Yeah, about 25, I think. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy 26. Started it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was cool of him.
He was 19.
That was really cool when he started it.
That was cool.
Before that, the world was just gray.
Yeah.
There was just nothing.
No laughter.
Did you, I guess, since I'm older than you, you probably don't remember this, but the first time I ever saw the Eddie Murphy, My Girl Wants to Party All the Time video, I was so confused by it. Because I was a kid, so I didn't understand that people could do different things.
Right.
Yeah. And I just kept being like, I started to see a joke that wasn't there. I'm like, oh, he's making fun of Oh, he just decided to make a.
I thought all of his music was comedy when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was
like Weird Al, sort of.
Yeah, I thought he was like, because he's so funny, mm-hmm. that I was like, and then he has like, boogie in your butt.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, these are really funny jokes, Eddie. Thank you. Thank you for bringing
boogie in your butt. Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah. How about his new stuff? His new stuff's hilarious.
Oh, he's still going for it.
Red light, stop light.
Yeah,
you don't know his new stuff.
No,
you gotta beep it.
He just came out with another one, by the way.
He did?
Yeah, like last month.
Oh man,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. He's still jamming.
Not that Eddie Murphy gives a shit about my opinion, but mm-hmm. I think he's fucking amazing. Like Bowfinger is one of the best performances in comedy, and it's like no. It's not my place to say, but do more of that.
Yeah.
Do more of that weird character stuff, because he's so good. He's so good at it.
For sure. I wonder what it is. I wonder why he doesn't.
You know what it is? My guess is that if you're... Because he's like one of the highest grossing comedy stars of all time between, you know, 48 Hours and Beverly Hills Cop and The Clumps and mm-hmm. like all those made fuck tons of money. And I think it's just... weird to not be the leading guy anymore. Yes. I just think it's weird to not...
And I also think it's your agents and stuff going, you can't, you no longer can do that stuff. Like, you are the star, you have to be the star.
Right.
Like, I think it's a lot
It'll
of...
set
like,
you
like
back.
What's the point of doing this,
Yeah, what's
Eddie?
The point of you, like, just doing this little character thing if you're not going to make $50
million? Because he was amazing in Showgirls? Not Showgirls.
The fuck was it?
What was that movie?
What the fuck?
What was that called?
Singing Ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls. Like, Dream Girls.
Dream Girls.
Showgirls.
Much of a movie.
Showgirls is a whole
He might have not been
in
the movies, but I bet he's
He
seen
played
it.
Kyle MacLachlan in Showgirls.
Yeah.
That's how good he was. But Kyle MacLachlan was not great in Showgirls. But
yeah, he was great.
He was amazing in that, too. And he's totally the type of guy that if someone just put him in the right thing, he would just win Oscar after Oscar.
He'd be Michael Keaton Birdman right now.
He would, yes.
Everybody just loves him, wants him to come back, wants him to do it. It was like everybody for years was, I remember saying like, what happened to Michael Keaton?
Right, right.
Like he's the king of everything and then he just like stopped doing stuff.
I got so excited when he popped up even a little bit in The Other Guys Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell movie, because it just... I loved Michael Keaton so much. Just a glimpse of, there he was.
Yeah.
He did like this weird movie with Larry David too, where I saw him in, and he was fucking awesome too. And then he did Birdman.
Yeah,
well, he's
the HBO movie.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like
Clear History. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was super long. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It kind of was.
Yeah,
I thought it was better than people gave it credit for.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I mean, I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's not a shots fired.
It's the greatest show of all time.
You're not going to start a Curb war.
No.
People did slam it though, because it wasn't Curb and it was like a little different. But like
they were being me when I was 13. Why is this a thing? It's supposed to be what I think it should be.
It felt like a movie that looked like Curb. It didn't look like a movie. You know, it was kind of like a half-assed, like looks-wise.
Half-assed.
Okay.
So you're calling it the...
turn your mic off.
The Twilight.
No, I want to say this.
Okay.
No, I want to say this.
It's very important. I will not be silenced.
I'm tired of being silenced.
Wait, so you guys really think that it's only Eddie's people that are saying you can only do starring roles? You don't think that he's somebody who doesn't want to do bit parts? Like
it's probably both.
Bill
who
Murray
knows?
Will just jump in and do like a little part every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That,
I think there's a. I think
he's a man.
Maybe it's an outdated idea of, but that period in the 80s where there wasn't really a lot of cool indie film. And it was either you were a star or you were basically a bit character actor. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just kind of a mentality of like, no, you have to be the star
stars
of everything.
And stars,
but what's ironic about it is that if he did drift into these characters, like he would ultimately end up being the stars of everything without having to be the first name on the call sheet.
Totally, because everybody wants to root for Eddie. I think everybody still does want to be like, come on, come back, do
He's
it.
He's one of the funniest people of all time.
Yeah.
Everybody wants him to do something and just crush.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll say this now. Eddie, if you're listening, you can start your little tiny parts on Workaholics.
Yep.
We'll write you some characters. You can get your feet wet and go from there. How about it?
How do you like it?
That would be like the
we're doing a porno.
Our show would win an Academy Award so quickly.
Just for that.
If we're just sitting in the cubicle and you just hear...
and here he goes.
And Alice is dating Eddie Murphy.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that's where he's been.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talking Eddie, which is my Eddie Murphy-centric podcast.
Yeah. And also you talk about the movie Eddie, which is also very good.
And also it's a podcast, so you wouldn't just drop in this far into the podcast. They don't work that way. Unless just bouncing around like, I just want to see where we are at minute 42.
Welcome to Eddie.
Welcome to Talking Eddie.
But I do think he's definitely... If he were ever on the podcast, I would ask why. I just would want to know, like, without seeming threatening, like, why not do that? There must be a reason. There must
I think you would well, seem so threatening to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you tell me why! You tell me why!
Tell me now! Answer me!
He's just in the fetal position.
No!
You're hurting me!
Wasn't there something along the lines he only wanted to do, like, kid stuff, too, for a while or something?
Because of his kids?
Yeah. Does he have
thousand
kids?
Words?
He's got, I think he's got several kids, actually.
Well, and Pluto Nash...
Pluto Nash.
I think that's a thing that a lot of people do is they want their kids to be able to watch the stuff that they're working.
Right. And is that going to change? Is that going to change? Now, or do you care? Or will you care?
Yeah, he can watch all my stuff.
He's only like literally a year old. But.
Yeah, he's like 14 months. I mean, whatever. Who cares, right?
My
yeah.
parents. I think had no restrictions on me when I was a kid.
Me neither.
Like, I watched RoboCop when I was like 6 years old and was just like,
"That's awesome."
I know. I was like,
"Did you know
this
that
is
it was
awesome.
A little?" It was a. When I saw Natural Born Killers,
yeah.
I snuck in the movie theater. I think I was 12, and I came home and I told my parents I'd seen it because like I didn't understand that it was like satire and like that the blood was over the top for the reason of like how salacious like news, whatever, all that stuff, all the messages, and I was like, I went and saw Natural Born Killers. Like I don't know if I should have. It jacked me up.
And what did they say?
They were like. They were already in bed, and I was like,
"Like, just go to bed."
Yeah, they kind of were like, "Just go to bed. You're not gonna have nightmares."
I can't sleep for years.
It was jacked up.
I like weirdly like loved RoboCop.
Well, RoboCop's
like,
RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCop's great. Yeah, I was the same way with Terminator 2. That was like the first like R-rated movie I was not supposed to watch.
Yeah,
saw it at my buddy's house.
Wasn't really that. I'm not even sure why Terminator 2 got. I mean, I guess maybe there was some. F-bomb, maybe a couple F-bombs in it.
Yeah,
and there wasn't
and
really
was like
else.
The thing going through the eye. Like there was some kills.
Does it go through his eye or his right
shoulder?
Here? I think it goes
through here.
No,
doesn't it go?
The
no,
helicopter
the dude?
Pilot, right?
Rated R for CG. Oh yeah, where his finger like turns into a.
Yeah,
that was an intense.
That
moment.
Was when he's like drinking the cup or something at the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought he did it right in
what
the shoulder, right in the trapezoid.
One of the best movies of all time.
Somebody pull that
top
up.
10.
Oh, rated that's CG. No, Durs. Mm-hmm. That's the cigar. I think doesn't the cigar go out right there?
No, the cigar just he just puts a cigar
that's
out on a
his
biker's
on
chest.
His back. Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, a biker puts a cigar out on
his
chest.
Yeah. And he doesn't even flinch.
And then he doesn't flinch. And then he fucking goes to Robot Town. On a bar full of bikers.
Yeah, yep. That's so cool.
To George Thurgood.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
such a great.
Yeah, that's
movie.
A great movie.
That was my grandma's favorite movie for a long time.
That's T2?
Awesome. Yeah.
Really?
She was a moviegoer. Poor that grandma. Was her whole thing. She was like, Terminator 2 is probably the most entertaining movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Meemaw.
My grandma watched... Leslie Nielsen. Oh. It was
Naked Gun.
One of the Naked Guns.
Yeah, one of the Naked Gun
Dracula.
Movies.
Or Dracula, Dead and Loving It. No, probably not that one.
The Naked Gun movies. I remember watching
Spy Hard.
With my grandma, and she laughed so hard she fell out of her chair and like hurt herself.
That's cool.
Oh, your grandma went Def Jam on Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Did you see that joke in the background? Oh my god, dude. Rewind that shit.
OJ Simpson.
OJ fell in a cake and then got bit by a bear trap.
Is this some kind of buzz? Yes, ma'am. They're very impressive. I can't believe it.
Classic movie. Probably one of my favorites as well.
So good.
Never seen them.
Really?
You've never seen the Naked Guns?
God, dude, you have to.
I'm open to watching them.
They're still funny.
Well, they seem dated.
Probably.
Each one is half as good as the one before it.
Well, Naked
Gun 2
is amazing, isn't it?
2's really good.
I think 2 might be the best one.
No, you think so?
I thought so. I mean, I can't remember exactly.
Naked Gun 2.5, I think it's good, but the first one is just...
Which one has the 6-foot big mustache joke? That one is. That 2?
I think that might be 2.
I think I'm all about 2, dude.
And 33 and a third, I don't really remember.
33 and a third was a bad one.
I just remember the full body condom.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
part
that was
one.
Great.
You have to dig up the old Police Squad show.
That's
there were like six episodes, I think, but it's so fucking loaded with amazing weird
what
jokes.
What is the police squad?
Yeah, what is this?
Police Squad is what Naked Gun was based off. Police Squad was a show. Yeah, it was basically a takeoff of a 70s cop show, and it got canceled after six episodes, and so somehow they were able to spin that into a movie. But the original Police Squad is fucking great. I mean, like, as... I mean, just...
Like, bad or great?
No, amazing. Like, the density of jokes packed into...
Yeah.
It's even tighter than the movies because there's you know, they have 21 minutes.
So it was a comedy. So it wasn't like Airplane, which was spoofing, like... A serious movie.
It was spoofing serious cop shows. Like, it was spoofing 70s cop shows.
It was Naked
a
Gun.
It was
exactly Naked Gun as a TV show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, but lo-fi. Because Naked Gun had a budget.
Yeah.
Right.
And Police Squad looked like a 70s cop show.
Was Leslie Nielsen in...
He was.
Yeah. In, oh, wow.
Even he was. The tall dude where he's like, you got something on your mouth. Yeah. Banana fall.
The beginning of every episode, there's a guest star that dies in the opening credits, and then you never see them in the episode. So it's like guest star William Shatner, and he gets thrown out of a car and he's dead, and then he just never appears in the rest
of
the episode.
Done. He dies right
there's
there
so many fucking
him.
Jokes in Police Squad. Kyle, cool. Is that available anywhere, or is that a little bit
far? No, I think it's like lapsed in rights.
Well, that's like Stephen
on
Ollie.
YouTube or
it's somewhere. It's gotta be somewhere.
Torrent!
Yeah.
I heard they shut
it down.
They shut it down, right? They shut down Pirate Bay.
Again?
You can't, bro.
You can't.
It just moves.
Do people say moving. When you get it through a torrent, do they just say just rent it? Like torrent?
Torrent it.
Yeah.
Rent.
Go rent it.
To rental.
I'm going to start saying that. It'll catch on. See ya.
I think so. But where'd you go?
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, there he goes.
Goodbye.
But there it is. Police Squad.
Oh, that looks funny.
On
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it.
Wait, but is it really? You know how they put stuff on Amazon, but then it goes like through a buyer, and then you find out it's not available?
And to be fair, there's see at least the first Naked Gun. It is very good. It holds up.
But watch this first.
That's rad. I feel like that would be a funny like Adult Swim show or something.
Yeah, reboot Police Squad.
I don't know if you could because part of the problem with it's so hard to do that kind of comedy now because I feel like there is a thing that's happened in comedy where
feel hokey.
The performers. If the performers are aware that they're making it, like if their performances are aware of what they're doing, and the genius thing about Police Squad and Naked Gun is that they were committed, which is why the Zuckers cast regular like
which
like
is
serious
also
actors.
Why, right. Children's Hospital works too
because they're super committed
they're super
to it.
Super committed to those jokes.
Yeah, that sort of young punk comedy idea of like wink into the audience like this is dumb that we're doing this right like that's a fear-based comedy choice I think. I mean I think it works.
Sure.
It can work in some instances, but I also think, you know,
just act your
just
hardest.
Fucking
just
like
do it.
Hard
comedian.
There's a lot of fear of the joke recently in comedy.
Yeah.
There really is.
Yeah. I don't like it.
But I think part of the reason is because there's like people have been exposed to so much comedy that it's difficult to surprise an audience, and so I think people are less confident about they're less confident about their jokes, so they don't want the audience to go like, "Man, I've already seen it." So if you provide that layer of separation, you're not taking responsibility for your joke, and then you can go if it doesn't land, then you can be like, "Yeah, I know, I did it. It's dumb on purpose."
It's never as good as a good real joke, though.
Yeah. I agree, 100%.
And now
you're
so
never
going to
laugh as hard as
that.
That
aren't really comedies that
they're
people
not that
consider
funny.
Comedies where there's not like real
Louis
jokes.
Girls, they're all comedies, but are they truly?
Yeah, there's not a lot of
foot
hard,
on
hard,
the throat comedy.
Hard comedies,
not
anymore.
Really. Yeah.
Well,
that's well, and you're doing that with Workaholics. You're actually making a real comedy. Silicon Valley is another show where it's
soft,
like they're
comedy.
In.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I think it's like it's weird because sometimes we get criticized on what have you AV Club. We read it. Okay?
Yeah, we do. Don't let them know you're giving.
I know. I'm gonna let them know. What's his name? Dennis Perkins.
Dennis
we're reading it, man.
Shit, the AV Eye of Sauron.
I shouldn't have told him. I shouldn't have told him.
Can we cut that out? I don't know.
I shouldn't have let him know. I knew it.
Some other guy was typing a biting review about something and then just got a boner.
Yeah.
Didn't know why.
Yeah, but you know, we try to make a hard comedy, and we're proud to do it. That's what I liked watching, like the Naked Guns of the world and all that. So
the Top Secret.
You said hard comedy. See, we can't stop. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's a disease.
We're addicted to it.
So you're gonna
my God. You can't stop.
So if you guys make the workaholic porn, you could always raise money on Dick Starter. I'm just trying to go with the theme that you
have. We have that on our board.
We actually...
Am I an unofficial workaholic?
Yes. We actually have that.
Where's
my t-shirt?
We already have that written on a whiteboard in the writer's room.
Dick Starter is in the writer's room where... We have it. We have an episode where somebody keeps talking about...
This is true. When you said it, I was like,
Just so everybody knows, we thought of it outside of this room.
Well, when your boy keeps saying he's got a big one, then you say, how much will you show it for? And then you start a Dick Starter. And
so that's how that works. Yeah. Your Dick Starter is how much money will it take for you to show your dick.
Yeah, right. Prove the rumors.
That was the episode.
And you make so much money, you make a billboard of it.
Adam's touching his dick right now.
We have a running bit on Workaholics where we do that, where we're like, so you got a big one? Yeah, I got a big one. Well, then show us.
Yeah,
okay. Let me show you.
Yeah, you keep talking about it.
Just open your pants.
You unbutton it. Yeah, you try to shake it up.
You look down at your dick and just start wiggling it around.
Trying to get it beefed.
You got to juice it a little.
Oh, you keep talking about it.
Everybody's talking about it. How about I just show it to you?
You want to see it? And then you just look at it and then you go, nah. Not today.
I don't know why I have this weird paranoia, but if I'm in a hotel or any kind of bathroom where the wall is all mirrored, or there's a mirror that runs the length next to a toilet, which makes me very uncomfortable. I don't know why, but I always go. I always kind of think to myself, well, I'll just pull it a little extra, just in case there's a camera back there. Yeah, just in case. For
sure. I love those mirrors. I feel like my PP looks so big when I go PP.
Well, first of all, you're calling it a PP.
Yeah.
And the actor's
does that mean
pee-pee.
It's small?
That was a great sentence.
It is nice when you're having a big day.
Yeah, and you're
I had a big day.
Song
parodies
do well. You snap a bunch of pictures for when you're having a small day.
Well, yeah, small days suck.
You look back at it and go,
small days are like
you do get to this point sometimes.
Yeah.
How many times a day do you wish that you had a bigger day?
Maybe you
get to that. How many times in a day?
That's a song. That's another song that revolves around dicks and the same.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We gotta make
you get to pick however many times.
Yeah, and then we'll clap it off.
10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How many times a day do you wish that you had a bigger dick?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. How many times a day?
Heck yeah, man.
That's a whole song.
Yeah, this is,
that's it.
And it goes for hours.
Yeah, you can do any number.
We're kill
trying,
a morning.
To get, trying to get work done in the office.
That's what prevents.
So what's up, guys? How many times a day? We're doing this one again.
Okay,
13.
Good.
65. Oh, God.
No, but I really do. 65 times a day, I wish I had a bigger dick. I can't get any work done.
Seriously.
This is ruining me.
This is a cry for help, man. I know it started as a song, but I can't stop thinking about it.
I got a problem.
I've never connected so well.
Infinity.
You keep talking about big days, and honestly, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I don't have those.
8 times 10 to the 23rd. No, it's not doing rotation.
Now it's just a counting song that takes really long.
Well, guys, I think this is an excellent place to wrap up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. That's your show.
Yeah, we got
I would listen. I would stay here for another hour, but I have to go to rehearsal.
Get them.
I have to go to rehearsal for at midnight. Which you should fucking all be on at some point. You're too funny not to come on.
I'm so scared.
I know you don't have time, but
we're just not funny.
Yeah, that's
funny.
What we're afraid
Dude,
of.
Trust us.
Just sing the dick song.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can
fine.
Do that.
As a music, like a musical guest? We'll
yes.
Do it. That'd be sick.
That's cool.
Musical guest, Workaholics.
How many times a day you wish that you had a big dick?
12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You never know.
Yeah.
12.
This is the worst episode of At Midnight I've ever watched.
Oh, if it's 12, you could do, maybe do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's the good one. That's the magic number.
That's the Pointer Sisters.
Oh.
Is it really?
It is the Pointer
That's
Sisters.
That's cool.
Makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Jump in.
Which is the, I think the perfect place to, end this. I'm gonna find this song.
Cool.
Well, he's getting it.
He's like, I gotta end the show.
I thought you already checked out real quick.
Yeah. I gotta rehearse. I'm out of here.
Okay, here we go.
How many times, Dave, do you wish you had a bigger dick?
12.
Oh, yeah.
11, 12.
Hey, it's been done? We thought we invented this song.
No, dude, Sesame Street did the dick song years before you guys.
That's why we all.
They beat us to it.
I'm Zachary Cardi Brown. How many times a day do you wish you had a bigger dick, Zachary Cardi Brown?
12.
I don't wish I had a bigger dick. It's a trick question.
Hiya. Well, well, well.
Yeah. I
well, well, well.
That's right.
Well, well, well. The answer's 12.
Makes sense.
Enjoy your burrito.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.